Hi, welcome to the Good City Show with me, Aditya Mendonca. On today's show, I've got someone really cool. He's a passionate and serial entrepreneur born into a family of entrepreneurs dating back to the 1920s. He started off his journey in the textile space and went to learn about coffee plantation. He's co-founded an incubation company, a software tech park, and many more things. Hi, Choco. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Aditya. How are you?
Thank you. So, Choco, when we met a couple of weeks ago, you had mentioned that you've started a new company. What's it all about?
It's called Hire Me. So, basically, everyone's talking about the job crisis in India, and people are not getting jobs and things like that. And I am actually sitting in between both the problems, right? So on one side, I'm with the run industry IT services company, where we recruit 1,000 kids a year for our own entities. And then on the other side, I have to place 1,600 students who graduate from our institutions, which are run by the Family Trust. And so they happen to be in a rural area in Salem, and they find opportunities hard. So that's how it happened. Actually, if you look, today the problem in India, if you have a C-class student in an A-class city, their chance of getting an A-class job is almost A. Whereas the other way around, if you have an A or even an A-plus student in a C-class town, their chance of getting a C-class job is almost impossible.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So, you've also mentioned that Hire Me is an AI
program. Yeah, so what we do at Hire Me is that, because you can get resumes, and I mean, we are in the Cricket World Cup right now. I can tell you that I can bat like Rohit, or I can bat like Virat, but only if you bowl a ball to me do you even first know if I know how to hold a bat. So that's the problem with resumes, right? So because people give you a lot of stuff in the CVs, and some of which may be total BS, you know.
Right.
And so what we've done is, like, we've actually taken an assessment. So kids around India today, so we said that how can we make this, jobs accessible to the mass of India? And so we wanted to come up, it's more a social enterprise. So we didn't want to make the exams expensive. Our competition charges 1,000 rupees per assessment for students. And so we said that, 1,000 rupees, it may be small for some people, but if their parents are earning 4,000 or 5,000 or 6,000 a month, then in that case, 1,000 is expensive for these kids, especially in rural areas. So what we wanted to do was to make anyone with a smartphone accessible to these.
Great.
So we use the front camera of the mobile phone and basically do that as a proctoring. So the AI, what we do, uses the front camera, recognizes your face, and then locks your face up, and then it recognizes you 3 times a second, kind of, you know, that frequency. And if you keep looking up, and it shows you that, like, it shows that you're copying something, or if you keep turning your ears to somebody and then you're talking or something like that, then it recognizes you're giving out the question, getting back the answers, and then it'll invalidate the question. So that's how we use the AI for proctoring.
That's fascinating. So Salem and innovation has been happening for many years, and your family also, like you mentioned earlier, has been in the education space for many years now. So does the app also help students, look for markets in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities, apart from connecting people to urban cities and jobs?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we are using it. So we do run a IT services company in India, in Salem, and all the recruiting for that is also done through the app. And so that's how we are attracting students. So we have people kids from Andhra, for example, working in Salem today, and I think maybe 400 or 500 kids from Andhra are working with V Technologies, for example, in Salem, and it's all come through aggregating through Hayami. So
nice. Which all cities is Hayami based out of? I mean, it's on the app, so it could also be global.
So we are getting a lot of global traction for this right now because everybody is interested in jobs for the youths. And although the problems in India are much more acute, we've got a good traction in Japan, for example. So we're now in the process of developing Hayami for Japan. So we're finding out if you're N1 to N5, right? So if you're an N5, then you're you're a beginner, but you can talk. And if it's N4, you're more knowledgeable to it.
Okay.
Hayami also has these interviews of 20 seconds each, because if you take speed dating techniques in 20 seconds, you pretty much decide if you like that person or not. So.
Right.
So we break that 1 minute into three videos of 20 seconds each. So that's how it's structured. So that they actually speak in Japanese. So if you're applying for a job, Hayami may become the single gateway for jobs for India to Japan in the next this year.
That's fascinating. All right, something quite interesting. Innovation in India. How's it looking to you?
Yeah, it's looking good. I mean, because, like I said, it's a social issue that we're trying to solve, because there are very good kids, bright students around India and around the world, actually. But we're trying to solve this from an Indian perspective at first, like I said.
Right.
And so if you see the one of the most competitive exams around India is the Chartered Accountancy exam.
Right. Pretty
and the topper of CA this year is not from Mumbai, not from Bangalore, not from Chennai or anything, but actually in a place called Salem. So that means to say diamonds are scattered everywhere. So
right.
That's what we're trying to harness.
Great.
And,
So can you also let our listeners know what has been key to your success in life?
The key to the success has always been putting your heart and soul, or what do you call passion, behind what you believe in doing. So and always find the need and thereby the opportunity, and then if you merge these things together, then obviously success will follow you. And so that's what we've been trying to do across. So even setting up impossible goals, for example, for us right in Salem itself. So when we found that India was importing all the rocket motors, we said, why can't we try doing it? And so we set our goals, and people laughed at us and said, what, you guys gonna do rocket motors? And for the past 7 years, all of India's rocket motors for satellite, as well as India's rockets, the fuel mixtures, the navigation satellites, are all being designed, developed, manufactured by us at Sona. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. So brand Salem takes a new high.
Yeah. And it showcases that India can do, it showcases Make in India, as we call it today. So, yeah.
Great. Also, congratulations, Shafu. Earlier this year, you received a Global Social Enterprise Award. Tell us a little more about it.
Hayami is all about linking jobs to people. One of the things that, I mean, as a citizen of India, so I said, you have to do something, especially if you find that there are 200 million kids who are, and their families are earning less than $1.20 a day. We need to train them, and then the only thing that they don't have is skills.
Right.
Is if they have skills, if they don't, not that they don't want to work, is that if they have the skill, they can go get that work. So what we try to do is go to remote areas of India where people are facing the skill crisis, and they're not many schools or engineering institutions or whatever, and they may not be even able to afford that. So we said that that's how we got into the skill development area. And we train these students for 3 months, or approximately 3 to 6 months. Some are a year and things like that. And then they get skills. So like, for example, there's a Surya Mitra scheme where we are able to take a person and train them how to install solar panels across in different areas. Right. So we train the students, and then the government actually pays us the amount. We don't charge anything to the students. And then we also work with other foundations, like the Tech Mahindra Foundation has been a very successful one for both for them and for us. So we set up a school, for example, next to their areas where their offices are, so that they can come and monitor us. And so we set up schools, initially started with helping orphanages, and then we now involved people under the poverty line and things like that. So we train these students, for example, in Tech Mahindra Center in Ambattur, which is done with the Valiappa Foundation. We set up a school in Ambattur, outside of Chennai, and then they do training for healthcare coders. So healthcare coding is a job which could easily give you 3 to 5 lakhs if you work for 1 or 2 years, 3 years. So, and that's how these guys are getting a better livelihood. So that's what we're trying to do today.
Thank you so much for the time, and see you
soon. No problem. Sure, when are you going to...